Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY27 earnings call of National Aluminium Company Limited, NALCO conference call hosted by Systematix Group. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Shweta Dikshit from Systematix Group. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Shailesh. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Systematix, we welcome you to the Q1 FY27 earnings conference call of NALCO Limited. I would like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host this call. I now hand over to Mr. Bharat Sahu, Company Secretary, NALCO, to discuss the company's financial and operational performance. Over to you, sir.
Namaste, good morning. Warm greetings from NALCO, Navratna CPSE under Ministry of Mines. Let me, at the outset, introduce our functional directors sitting in this earnings call. In the middle is our CMD, Shri Brijendra Pratap Singh.
Good morning.
Sitting next to him is Director of Finance, Shri Abhay Kumar Behuria.
Namaskar.
Sitting next to him is Dr. Tapas Kumar Pattanaik, our Director HR.
Good morning to all.
Sitting next to me is our Director of Production, Shri Pankaj Kumar Sharma, sir. I am Bharat Sahu, the Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. On 31st July evening, NALCO board considered and approved the financial results for the first quarter of our FY27. NALCO has already registered a robust performance in the Q1, and one presentation is already uploaded in the website of the stock exchange, also on the website of the company. It is a robust performance, and I will request our CMD, sir, to just highlight some of the key financials of this Q1, and then we'll start taking the calls. Questions from your side, please.
Good morning. At the outset, our performance for the Q1, already the presentation is loaded, but I would like to give a few highlights of the Q1 performance. Q1, our overall total income, which grew if you compare to previous year Q1, from 3,930 crores to 5,400 crores, around 39% growth Q1 to Q1, same if you see CPLY. Earnings, if you see, PBT grew by around 88%, EBITDA grew by around 78%. So there has been a substantial growth both in revenue collection, both in profitability of the company. If you see the highlights of the performance, physical performance also has been very good. Whatever targets we have set in the beginning of the year, almost all targets we have achieved. We have achieved best-ever production in bauxite, in hydrate production, and in power generation. As far as quarter one progress is concerned, best quarter one in all these areas. Financially, if you see, best quarter performance we have done as far as our revenue generation is concerned is the ever-best quarter we have done. As far as profitability is concerned, best Q1 profitability we have achieved. And the major contributors have been, of course, our internal, if you see, improvement in the volumes of production. Whatever targets we have taken, almost we have reached to the peak of the volume in all the areas. If we see refinery, if we see our metal production, all the areas. And we have targeted at least 5%-10% more than the capacity utilization, whatever we are going to do, more than the rated capacity we have targeted this year. As far as other areas are concerned, we are also targeting to reduce our cost, increase our efficiencies, which is in our hand, that is increasing volumes and reducing the cost. We are also going for some value-added products for our future expansions. As far as expansion is concerned, 15 refinery is going to come this year. And also, we are targeting expand our smelter capacity, for which we are going for CPR making, going ahead with the various milestones which we'll be discussing in the presentation. So once again, thank you Systematics Group for organizing this conference call.
Ma'am, over to you. We can now request all our esteemed participants to come forward with their questions.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mr. Amit Lahoti from Aditya Birla Capital. Please go ahead.
Mina Refinery, how is the commissioning process moving there, and can we still produce 300,000 tons in the current fiscal?
Our 15 refinery, the current, we have June onwards, we have started the commissioning of few of that recommissioning activities we have started. Few of the packages, almost around 50, more than 50 packages are there. Few of the packages, mechanical completion already has been done, and the trial of those packages are under process. Few of the packages are left out. Our target is by September end, we have to complete mechanical completion of all these packages, do the integrated trial first, that is the water run is to be done within the packages, and after that we start the actual production process, which will take maybe 3 to 4 months to stabilize and reach to the level of 60-70%. This year, our target was that we'll be producing around 2 lakh tons of alumina from this refinery. So even if we start the actual production from November, December onwards, after that also we'll be able to achieve those kinds of figures from the fifth time refinery, that is around 2 lakh tons of alumina production.
Right. So why has there been a delay? Because earlier we were planning to start producing from June onwards. So as we are seeing around 6 months of a delay, any reason around it?
We were planning to start the commissioning activity from June onwards, and after that complete it in next 3 to 4 months. Of course, the mechanical completion, which was supposed to be done by June, July, maybe getting delayed by 2-3 months. So this is a big project. It is very difficult to exactly pinpoint the date of commissioning and all that, and it's a chemical process plant. So now our, maybe by September end, we are targeting the mechanical completion will be there and we'll start. There is almost 2-3 months delay is there, not very huge delay is there.
Sure. Okay. My second question is on employee cost, which has gone down below 1,600 crore if we annualize Q1 number of 395 crores. So is it part of the superannuation plan that you guided in Q3 FY26 that you were going to affect senior people of around 200-250 with the cost saving of 70-80 crores? So is it same which is coming now?
Good morning. Myself, Abhay Behuria, Director of Finance. Is a right question. Why our employee cost is going down? If you see the CTC of our last year, 2025-26, our average CTC was around 36 lakhs. And if this quarter, it is around 33 lakhs. There is a reduction of 3 lakhs almost. That is because, rightly you have said, that is because of superannuation of the high-paid employees and induction of the employees at the entry level. That is the one reason. Second reason is we have made some provisions last year because towards retirement benefit, that is provision towards actual valuation of leave, gratuity, and which was on the higher side. This quarter we need not to provide that. And another area is PRP. PRP we have made a provision last year, which is not required to be provided share in that ratio, that has reduced our cost, and we expect that this trend will continue in the next three quarter also.
Okay, so for the full year, we can still see this number around 1,600 crore. Is that right?
Right. Right. In the latter part of the year, in the last quarter, quarter four, there may be some impact of pay revision, because first January 2027, pay revision is due. So the last quarter, that there may be some increase, 15% additional. Otherwise, two quarter, second and third, the cost will be in this line.
Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. This question is from the line of Mr. Aditya Walekar from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
My question is with respect to our alumina sales volume. So for FY 2027, you have guided 25 lakh tons of alumina production, but anything in terms of sales volume, because that number fluctuates a lot. So if you can guide on the full year volumes for FY 2027.
This financial year, last year, we sold around 14 lakh tons of alumina. This year, we are targeting 16 lakhs. Whatever, 2 lakhs extra alumina we are trying to produce from this stream, that will be added to our sales value. So 2 lakhs extra we'll be selling this year.
Yeah, understood. And the second part is, means we have seen now that the aluminum prices have come down. So going forward in Q2, do you foresee any raw material cost pressure which will persist? Because we have seen that, in the earlier quarter, you have guided that there is some cost inflation on, CPC, coal tar pitch, and other raw materials. So will it impact our margins going forward, as the aluminum prices have cooled down?
The aluminum prices, you see in the first quarter average, we got around 3,500-3,600 or 3,700 of LME. Now it has come down to around 3,200. Raw material prices, of course, has increased. You see caustic soda prices, last year average was around 42,000. In Q1, our expenditure was around 45,000 per ton, and Q2 it will become around 49,000. Of course, caustic soda prices are going to go up by around 3,000-4,000 as compared to Q1. CP coke prices also has gone up. 44,000 was last year, it has gone to 66,000-70,000. These are the two major areas, and also HFO. HFO price, which was 46,000 last year, it has gone up to 75,000. So this has increased our overall cost of production by around 15,000-16,000 rupees per ton of metal. So these three areas, caustic soda, CP coke, and HFO, these are the three areas where our cost have, and also aluminum fluoride by some amount. So, of course, around 10%-15% increase in the raw material prices are there, which is increasing our cost by around 15,000-16,000, metal prices.
So anything which can offset that, means we have seen just recently, alumina prices have increased to $350 per ton. And then is there any scope to offset that with lower fuel power costs, or you think that the margins would take slight hit?
Alumina prices, what we expected in the beginning of the month, year, was around $310-$320, but of late we are getting around $370 alumina prices. That is because in Russia also, Rusal and China, two of the refineries, due to red mud issues, they have reduced the production. The bauxite prices in New Guinea has increased slightly. So that's why the alumina prices, which we were expecting that it will be somewhere around $320, we are getting around $370. So that will offset somewhat, raw material, what is increase in the raw material cost. Because raw material had given us an expenditure burden in Q1 of around 120 crore.
200 crore.
200 crore.
30 crore.
230 crore in extra due to raw material increase in the raw material prices. So alumina prices are the prices which we are expecting it will, if we remain at the level of $370, then that will offset the input raw material cost.
Understood, sir. Understood, sir. That's it. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pinakin from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. Sir, I have a few questions. The first is you highlighted $370 per ton is your alumina realization you are getting currently. What was the alumina realization got in Q1, sir?
Just can you repeat the question? Yeah, just last line.
The alumina realization in Q1, quarter one.
Q1.
Q1, our average realization was around $323 alumina.
Quarter one cost of alumina, sir, will quarter two cost higher or flat?
Little louder. We are not able to.
Voice is cracking.
Not clear.
Not very clear.
One second. Alumina cost of production, sir, will it be higher in quarter two versus quarter one?
In quarter one, our cost of production, if you see, you are talking about alumina or metal?
Alumina.
Our alumina cost normally range between 21,000-22,000. Last quarter, it is around within that range only. The second quarter, since we have observed all the input cost increase in the first quarter and similar pattern of cost, price will behave, will be remain in the next quarter. We don't think our cost will be increased. Rather, our cost will be within that range only, around 21,000-22,000 per ton of alumina. Rather, we'll be getting advantage in the price because CMD sir has already explained that the next quarter we are going to get incremental price of around $50 from alumina.
Got it, sir. Got it. My second question is, sir, you highlighted metal cost of production increase of 15,000-16,000 rupees a ton. Was that cost of production increase already seen in quarter one, or will that increase come in quarter two versus quarter one?
No, it is already. It was already expected because we are knowing that raw material prices are going to go up. These three raw materials, that is caustic soda, HFO and CP coke. That was almost expected, and the similar kind of cost will continue in Q2 also.
Okay. Similar kind of cost will continue. Got it, sir. My third question is, you highlighted LME prices which have moved. Now, how are the domestic aluminum premiums? Because you had highlighted previously that they change with a lag. Have they increased in recent times, or you see the premiums increasing in the domestic sales?
Premium has increased. Our earlier premium was around $60. Now it has gone up to around, we did the tender last, around $110. $110. Premium has increased by around $50.
Got it. Do you expect this to increase further, sir, the domestic premium?
No, no. That premium increase was due to that war situation in the Middle East. Now, since the war situation is easing out, we are expecting that it may remain same or maybe it may go down also.
Got it. Sir, my last question is because of the war situation in the Middle East, were any of your export shipments impacted which will now normalize either in alumina or aluminum?
Yeah. Few of the shipments, like one shipment, was earlier ordered. Of course, that was before the war, which was ordered at $390 also. That has got materialized, so we are getting better realization in that. As far as other shipments are concerned, other shipments, whatever is getting ordered, they are going. No other pending shipments are there.
Got it. Got it. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Mr. Vikash Singh from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Sir, 2Q usually being a monsoon season had traditionally been weaker, especially on the coal input side. Just wanted to understand, had we have sufficient coal inventory, including the captive this time, and any one-off cost in escalation or any disruption we have experienced so far?
As far as our power plant is concerned, there in Angul, that is for our smelter, there we are having sufficient coal because that coal we are getting from our captive source. Around, say, 60%-70% of coal we are getting from the captive source, so their issues are not there. Of course, in our refineries, the coal stock is on the lower side. The coal stock we have to maintain at the level of maybe 10-15 days. Now it is around 2-3 days. That is because of the restriction given by the government, the priority of the rakes. There we are heavily dependent on the rakes from the railways, and the priority is given to the power plant. So there some issues are there. We are taking it very aggressively with the Indian Railways and our ministry, and some improvement is there. And since now the restrictions, summer is over, restrictions will come down. So we are expecting that these stocks will also improve in the coming days.
As long as the rake availability for the shipment is concerned, there is no problem so far.
No, that for that shipment, our own rakes are there for the dispatching calcined alumina. For that, no issues are there. We have got our own BTAP rakes. For that, no issues are there.
Perfect, sir. So my second question pertains to the chief hearing about degrowing in Barcelona, half a million ton aluminum.
Mr. Krasing, your voice is breaking.
Is it better?
Yeah, it is better, sir.
Hello.
Please.
Yeah. So, sir, second question pertains to the case theory about our half a million ton aluminum plant capex. Could you give us some highlight at what stage of board approval these plants are, when we will start on this and the capex? Any?
For this 0.5 million ton smelter plant, we had developments as far as of date, if it is BOC, we have already got a technology supplier finalized, that is EGA. EGA. We are going to sign technology license with them this, maybe this month by 10th or 15th. So DPR making is under process. The consultant is making the DPR. Our target is next 3 to 4 months, we will be ready with the DPR and get the board approval maybe October, November. For the DPR for setting up this 0.5 million ton smelter and also 1000 megawatt power plant. After that, maybe we'll take 8 to 9 months to order the packages. By next year, August, September, we should order all the packages and start the groundwork maybe next year, October, November. And from there, it will take 3 to 3.5 years to set up this plant. So the timelines which we have given to the ministry and our internal timeline is by December 2030, we have to complete this plant along with the power plant. As far as the power plant is concerned, power plant, we have done one JV agreement with Neyveli Lignite for setting up this power plant so as to reduce our capex and to have the raw material security, that is the coal. NLC is having the coal mines here itself in Talcher district. So the coal supply will be from there. So that will be good for this power plant. So this power plant DPR is also under process. So at the same time, both will get ordered and get commissioned by 2030 and or 31 first half. CAPEX is concerned, the overall CAPEX expenditure will be somewhere around 25,000 crores. And this will start from financial year 27-28 and the peak will be 28-29 and 29-30 and 30-31. This will be the 2-3 years where this capex flow distribution will be there. This year, for that project, no major capex will be there. Of course, technology licenses, we have to give something, maybe 300, 400 crores. But the major capex will be coming next financial year onwards.
Noted, sir. So just one clarification. The shipments or the exports which we do to Russia, is it on a dollar denominated or is it in the Russian currency? And whatever the dollar denominated sales we do in the export market, we book the dollar into rupee at the time of shipment, right?
No, whatever shipment our exports are going, that is on a dollar at the time of ordering. When our tender is floated, we do the spot tender and that is the dollar rate as of that day.
Okay, but then the booking happens or the sales got booked at the time of shipment, right?
Booking, actually we do the spot tenders and the date of opening the spot tender, at that date, whatever the dollar prices are there, that is finalized.
Noted, sir. Noted. Understood. Thank you, sir, and all the best for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Mr. Manav Gogia from Yes Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So my first question comes on the captive coal mines. So we were targeting a 4.8 million ton production for FY27. So can you just elaborate on where we are in the EC process for, you know, our mine expansion?
Already the mining plan approval we have done for mining plan approval is to be done from the board. This board we have done the mining plan approval, and now we are applying for the EC. The next maybe 2-3 months we'll be getting the EC. So already we have started the production, and 4.8 million ton we are sure we are going at the rate of 4.8 million ton on monthly breakup whatever we have done. So next 2-3 months we'll be getting EC from MOEFCC. So there are no major issues in that.
Oh, okay, that's good to hear. And could you just give me what was our total coal production in Q1 from our captive mines? Yes.
Q1 was
11.04 net.
Because initially what happened, initially 4-5 days in the beginning of Q1, 5 days the production from the mines were not there. There were some technical issues. Now we have ramped up the production, and the subsequent quarters will be managing those whatever shortfalls were there.
Oh, okay, okay. Can you just repeat the number once more, sir?
11.04 lakh ton.
11.04. Okay. Sure. And so my second question is, you know, now the Pottangi mines, we have already appointed an MDO. When do we see the production to take place, or is it already started?
Pottangi mines, actually one, we have already ordered the MDO, and for going to the mines and starting the production, one road is to be made, 8-kilometer road. For making the road, tree cutting is to be done. We have, along with district authorities, some resistance is coming there. Some activists and some residents are coming there. District authorities, 2-3 times we have tried, along with the state government, police force and all that. We are trying to mobilize the locals there along with the MDO. And I think in the this month itself, that is in the month of August, along with the authorities, we will be again going there for making the road. Once the road making will take around maybe 15-20 days, that may, so we are targeting maybe September-October onwards. October onwards, we'll start the production.
Oh, okay, sure. That is quite helpful, sir. So one last question I had. As of the, you know, March 2026, our total employee count was roughly 4,880. What would the employee count be as of right now, or, you know, as of Q1 end?
4848.
Almost as of now it is 4848. Okay, so there could be another 150 to 150 to 170 employee reduction more by the year end, right?
Yes, sir. Every year we will be reducing around 170 to 200 every year reduction will be there in coming 3-4 years.
Sure, sir. That is quite helpful. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So, you mentioned the mechanical completion of the alumina plant in September and roughly additional 200 KT production, right? So, but next year, then, can we assume the full run rate of this capacity?
Yes. Next year onwards, we have to do. We will be going to 1 million ton production from there, and 2.2 already we are, 2.2, 2.3 we are doing from the existing. Maybe we will be going to 3.1, 3.2 next year onwards.
Sure. Also, on this local market premium for aluminium, how does it really work? You enter into some contracts once the premium is fixed, or is it like goes with the spot market itself?
Actually, we do export tender. From export tender, premium that is loaded on the domestic pricing, whatever we do, that is loaded on the domestic pricing, LME. Domestic pricing is based on the LME.
No, I'm not talking about the premium. So when you sell in the local market, the premium that you book or charge customers in the local market is also based on some benchmark, let's say MJP benchmark, something like that, or you
fix it? Not the MJP. We do what we process we follow is we do one export tender. In export tender, whatever premium we do get, that premium is fixed for next 3-4 months unless and until we do the next export tender. So suppose we did an export tender last month, we got a premium of $110. So that premium will be loaded on the domestic pricing for next 3 to 4 months until we do the next export tender and we discover the premium.
Okay.
You are talking about the metal price or alumina?
Aluminium. The sales that you make locally.
That is our policy, what CMD sir has explained. That is our policy. We have a structured policy for fixing the aluminium price. And there are other factors also there. One factor is premium. Whatever premium is discovered for tendering, export tendering, that is added to our aluminium price domestic supply. Okay.
Sure. Got it. So, and revised based on every tender that you do.
Every tender, yes. The frequency of tender depends 3-4 months, so we do normally.
Right. Also, what is the CAPEX outlook now for FY 2027-28, if you could provide the numbers?
Our target is 1500 crore. Maybe we'll be crossing that. We'll be somewhere ending up with around 26-27, you're talking, no?
Yeah, this year as well as next year.
And this year it will be, our target is around 1500 because most of the payments for the stream is done. So major capital expenditure is not there, but still we'll be doing somewhere around 1500 to 1700 or 1800 crores. Next year onwards it will increase because our expansion of the smelter will be there. So next year how much we have planned?
Next year we have planned 2500.
2500 maybe in 27-28. After that it will go to maybe 4,000-5,000 crore. After next maybe 6,000-7,000 crore. We have done the phasing and the major expenditure will come from this smelter expansion and power plant expansion.
Sure, got it. And also captive coal, I think earlier you had mentioned about 4.6 odd million tons production this year. So you seem to be on track on that.
Yes. Captive coal, last year we did 4 million ton. This year we are targeting 4.8 million ton. Because 20% increase is allowed. For that, all permissions and all that under process. And we, on a monthly basis, we are producing at the rate of 4.8 million ton and we'll be achieving that at the end of the year.
Sure. That's it from me. Thank you.
The next question is from Sumangal Nevatia from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks. So just continuing on the previous question. So one on the CapEx, can you share 1Q how much we spent? And then for the expansion, I just want to know the power CapEx will happen in the JV. So will we be contributing only to the amount of equity which could be maybe around 20-30%? So just if you can explain how the power expansion CapEx will happen.
Yes. Our CAPEX plan, what CMD sir has already explained, smelter we are going to do EPC more, and for power plant we have JV with the NLC and we'll be doing both. Okay. So contribution to our total expenditure towards our CAPEX for up to 2030-31 will be around 24,000 crore, 17,000-18,000 crore on smelter and 6,000 crores towards contribution for this power plant. 1080 megawatt power plant through JP mode. The cost will be, total cost will be around 12,000 crore and 6,000 crore from our side and 6,000 crore from NLC because 50-50 JV is there. In power plant, we have a debt equity ratio of 30-70. So if you follow that, our equity contribution will be lower. It is around 3,500, our share will be 1760. And balance will be financed through bank. Through our NALCO and NLC will be the guarantor because this is the new JV, will be the guarantor and the money will be taken from the bank. So if you see otherwise, if you see our fund base, if you see our balance sheet as on date, we have a fund base of around 3,500 crore cash. So every year we are adding 3,500 after paying our dividend and all our capex expenses regular. So if you see that area, we need not to take any money from the outside because we have sufficient balance. Since we have entered into agreement of JV agreement for power plant, so the power plant will be financed by that company, JV company. equity participation will be 30%, 70% will be taken from the bank. So balance money which we have will be utilizing for our expansion project of smelter and other project we are also considering, that will be entirely through equity because we have sufficient balance. So the power plant will be 70-30, 30 equity based, debt equity is 30-70. So that is the present proposition and we are going to go by this philosophy.
Understood. So for the power plant, 12,000 crore for 1,000 megawatt, I mean, generally the thumb rule is 7-8 crore per megawatt. So why is the cost so higher?
Hey, it is not, sorry, 1 megawatt, I think 10 crore 1 megawatt. So it will be 10,000 to 11,000 crore. It is not higher. Because we are going to set up a 1,080 megawatt power plant.
Okay. Understood. And sir, what you said is the cash balance as on 1Q, net cash is 10,500?
Yes. As on 30th June 2026, as on date, it is 10,500 plus.
Understood. And in 1Q, how much did you spend for capex?
This year or you are talking about the subsequent Q1 capex?
Only in the first quarter.
I think 350. 350.
Understood. So I wanted to understand that on the previous question on sales of metal, you shared it is, the premium is decided as per the export tender. So the domestic price, just to clarify, it is the LME plus the customs duty plus whatever we get as a premium in the export. Are these three components there?
There are some handling charges and some stockyard charges, something are also added on that.
Yes.
On that basis.
And transportation charges.
Transportation charges.
From port to our A point and the port to the customer point. Because you have a calculation module. The three factors there, you have rightly mentioned, that is the export import duty plus premium plus handling charges and plus freight equalization. But freight customer have paid to their location. They will be paying from our location to their
okay. Understood. So can you share what were these three components for 1Q? LME we know, but the breakup of the realization we...
In our domain, you can get it from our website. I think pricing policy is there. So that policy, we need to see whether it is a classified one or not. We can share or not.
Okay, that's fine. And sir, just one last thing on the aluminium metal, you said 15 to 16,000 rupees increase in cost. This is...
Not 15 to 16,
15,000. Yeah, 15 to 16. So this is with respect to fourth quarter or with respect to last year?
Last year average was 157 around, 157,000. This year average first Q1 is around 170,000.
And so for the, as per the today's trend, 2Q should be what, sir?
Q2 will slightly increase because CP coke prices and caustic soda in Q2 will be slightly higher, not much higher. Maybe it will go to 172 or 170, 172. It depends on how much efficiency we are achieving.
Understood. And just one last question, sir. When we are adding around less than a million tons of captive coal this year, what is the cost saving? What is the difference between the cost of captive coal versus what we are replacing, linkage or e-auction coal?
Our cost of captive coal, which we are sourcing from our own mines, it is around landed cost is 1600 per ton. If we compare this cost with our coal from, there are two types of coal we are taking from the Coal India. One is the agreement FSA linkage, fuel supply agreement. Another is through auction. So FSA coal is around almost same, 1700-1600. And if you see that auction coal, it is varying from 3500 to 3600. So there is a difference in auction coal. And if you see the FSA coal we are not regularly getting because of the rack supply. So the auction coal is too higher than our captive coal. So there is a great advantage between auction coal and our captive coal. Okay. That is 1,500 almost.
Okay. And sir, last year, what is the breakup of a coal? How much was linkage and how much was e-auction?
Last year, if you see linkage
and e-auction. Around 55-45.
Linkage and e-auction.
Yeah. And
linkage and
e-auction.
They are talking about, because
out of total 7.2 million, 4 million is our own. We are taking 3.2 from Coal India. Out of 3.2, linkage and e-auction, kitna hoga linkage?
Linkage was around 34 million. 30 lakhs from our CPP and 10 lakhs from refinery linkage. And auction coal, it was around 1 million.
Just we'll check up the data and let you know.
Sure, sir. That was my last question. I'll wait for the answer and I'll join back the queue. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Mr. Digant Arya from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just one, two questions I had. You know, one was on the aluminium metal price outlook, and because, you know, the Middle East war destroyed one or two big production factories, you know, when they come back on stream, you know, what happened? What is your expectation of aluminium metal prices? That's number one. And number two is that, you know, in recycled aluminium also, India is seeing a lot of investments. You know, like, does NALCO have any plans and, you know, can that impact our sales going forward 2-3 years later? Yeah, these are the two questions.
Metal prices, as of now, it is $3,200. LME is 32. So, what forecasts are telling CRU and Platts and all that remaining part of the year, that will remain somewhere around 31-32. We are also expecting somewhere in between 3,000 to 3,200 will be the LME in the remaining part of the year. Because whatever smelters are supposed to come in the Middle East, that will be coming maybe by end at the Q4 of this financial year. Because these smelters will take some time more, 6-7 months, 8 months more. So, supply restrictions, there the projections are there. There will be a deficit of around 0.88 million ton of metal in the international market. If you see the production and consumption pattern, there is a deficit of around 0.88 million ton. So, LME will be there somewhere around 3,200.
Got it, sir.
And as far as recycling is concerned, we are talking about recycling. In our, as far as NALCO is concerned, recycling basically is done for the secondary producers who are making small quantity. And since we are a major producer, so we don't go into a recycling because that also disturbs the quality of the metal we produce. In aluminium sector, the quality of the metal is very important, the purity of the aluminium. Whenever the recycling is done, the quality assurance is not there. So our plans for recycling is not there.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Mr. Akhilesh Kumar from MK. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. So my first question is that for this quarter, did we have any LME linked contracts for alumina? And if yes, then how do we stand for the quarters ahead of us?
Just we could not get you. If you can repeat your question.
Yes, sir. So my question is on did we have any LME linked contracts for alumina for 1Q of 27? And if yes, then how do we stand for the quarter side of us?
Term contract in Q1, I think in the beginning one or two shipments are there. We have to see it. But now, as of now, last 2-3 months, we are not having any, that we call as a term contract, which is linked to the LME, that is not there. Because we had a few tenders in which the percentage was very low, it was coming around 10% of the LME. That's why we cancelled that tender. Because spot prices, right, we are getting better.
So is it fair to say that for FY27 also, for the remaining of the year, we won't be having any term contracts?
Actually, we go for the tender. We will be doing some tender. If we get the better prices, then only we will go. Because as of now, if we are getting $370 and the percentage wise, if we get only 10%, 11%, so around 3200 LME, that will come to maybe around $320. So we don't order that. So it totally depends on, we will be doing tender. If we get the better prices, around 12-13%, 14%, then only we'll book the order.
And can you, sir, also explain how we are getting this $50 of premium versus our 1Q average, which you said was around $320 for alumina, and now for this quarter you are expecting it to be $370. No, no. So why this differential is there?
Whatever premium I was talking, that was for metal, aluminium. Alumina, may we are not, alumina, whatever we are selling, that is a spot tender, fixed price. Suppose we are doing a spot tender, and on that spot tender, whatever, suppose we are getting $370 per ton or $350, whatever, that is a fixed price spot tender for shipment. But premium I was talking was for the metal, for aluminium. Whatever aluminium we are selling in the domestic market, on that we load some premium. That depends on whatever export. We do some export of the aluminium also. Some metal exports also we do. We do 500,000 tons every month. So in that export tender, whatever premium we are getting, that is loaded to the domestic customers.
Sure, sure. So is it fair to say that for second quarter, alumina realizations could be close to $360-$370 for NALCO?
Yes, yes. Already this month, July, we have spot tenders. August spot tender also somewhere around $370 we are getting. Last spot tender we have done 2-3 back, that also we got $380. So Q2 average $370 I think we will be getting Q2.
Okay.
Now what you have mentioned, the first quarter lesson was around $323 and next quarter we will be expecting $50 more. That is through spot tendering or term contract, whatever it is. We are expecting that. Because the price trend what is now being prevailed, it will give us more, $50 more that our earlier realized. Okay, first quarter.
Got it. Over. Got it. And my sir, second question is on the bauxite to alumina production. So for this quarter, we have used kind of 3.2 tons of bauxite for 1 ton of alumina, which is efficient if we compare it to the last few quarters, which was at around 3.5 tons of bauxite. So any particular reason for this improvement, and can we expect this to sustain ahead also?
It totally depends on the quality of bauxite we are getting from the mines. And basically, we have started a few new phases in our mines. So when the quality of bauxite is good, so per ton consumption of bauxite, it goes down. So in the coming days, because we are going to start South Block 2 also, where we will be getting better quality of bauxite. Now our North Block, which was a very old block, that is almost exhausted. So we are starting some new phases where the bauxite quality will be better. So average specific consumption of bauxite will be getting better.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from me.
Thank you.
One query was there on the linkage coal and all that. Our director of production is there. He is going to answer that.
Basically, for our CPP, we are utilizing linkage coal and Utkal D and E coal. Last year, we have utilized 47.16 lakh coal from linkage through NCL and Utkal D and E 40 lakh ton. We are taking coal from through e-auction for our alumina refinery, and through linkage last year we purchased 11.24 lakh through linkage and e-auction coal around 7 lakh. So approximately 40% coal of total coal used in refinery is purchased through e-auction and balance is through linkage. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. We have next question from Patanjali Srinivasan from Sundaram Mutual. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted clarity on one
thing. Sir, please be a little bit louder, sir. Please.
Yeah, am I audible now? Is it better?
Yes,
it is better, sir.
Yes. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. So you had mentioned about this premiums at for metal at around $110 currently. Can you tell us what was it in the last time when you had done the revision, and what is the impact between then and now?
That was last time we have done around 5-6 months back. At that time we got the premium was around $60, somewhere around $60.
Okay. based on what you're saying, your premium has only increased. But I think in your presentation, you had mentioned something like premiums are declining or premiums are likely to reduce war risk premium. Can you tell me the difference between the two?
You see, the premium totally depends on the demand supply. If the demand is more, the supply is lesser, the premium we get better. Now, last time when the tender we did, at that time, the supply restrictions were there due to this war situation. Since the war situations are easing out, so even the smelters in the Middle East, they are trying to increase the production. In the subsequent months, when this eases out, the premium will go down.
Okay. Okay, sir. And just one question. Your new alumina refinery that you are starting, what will be the difference in terms of cost of production versus your current plants? Because the current plants are much older, right?
Cost of production in the expansion unit you are talking?
Correct.
We have calculated for our expansion unit stream, the cost of production will not be much high, because our average, if you see our current cost of production of alumina, this last year it was around 20,000, but this year first quarter we have got around 22,766 because of the increase in caustic soda and fuel oil, that is HFO. These were the two major contributors that has increased. In our new refineries, that is a fifth time refinery, the advantage which we will be getting is that is a pressure digestion, where the caustic soda consumption will be on the lower side. The caustic soda consumption in our existing refinery, which is around 103 kg to 105 kg per ton of alumina production, that should go up to go down to around maybe 85 to 90 kg per ton of alumina consumption, and that will reduce our cost by maybe I think by 1000 or 1500 rupees per ton as far as alumina cost is concerned. And other areas like manpower cost and all that, because that is a big unit, one line producing around 1 million ton. Now, from four lines in the existing refinery, from four lines we are producing 2.1 million ton. So, the fixed cost, that is the manpower cost, will also be on the lower side. Of course, the interest is not there. The depreciation will be loaded. Some depreciation will be loaded on the cost. But what we have calculated, the overall cost of the existing refinery and the new refinery will be almost same. New refinery also somewhere around 22,000-23,000 will be the cost coming.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Paruni Datta. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just have one question. Just a clarification. Our current alumina capacity is 2.1 million ton, right?
Yes, yes.
And sir, after expansion, how much is this going to become?
You see, our current capacity is 2.1, but last year we produced around 2.3. So, we have done 0.2 excess of our capacity. With expansion, one million ton will be added. So, after expansion, we are targeting the rated capacity will be 3.1 million ton, but we'll be targeting around maybe 3.2 or 3.3 million ton.
And sir, this comes up when, this extra 1 million ton capacity?
1 million ton, this year only 0.2 million ton will be added. From next year onward, that is 27-28.
Okay, 27-28, we will have a full 3.1 million ton.
Yes. Yes, sir.
So then, obviously, we'll have, as of now, we are selling what, closer to 1 million, right?
Last year, we sold around 1.4 million, 14 lakh tons. This year, we are planning 1.6. So, after this goes to the full capacity, because in our smelter, we require only 0.9, 0.95 million ton. The rest has to be sold in the open market.
So, next year, we'll get a extra 1 million ton.
Yes.
Meaning full... Okay.
That has to be sold.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side. And sir, one more...
Yes.
Ma'am, please press star 1. Palwani ma'am. Meanwhile, we will take Mr. Rajesh Mazumdar from 361 Capital. Yeah, Palwani ma'am is back. Please go ahead.
What was the cost of this 1 million ton refinery?
Around 5600 crores.
Okay. Fine, sir. Thank you. That's all from us. And interest, sir. This is all, one more thing, sir. This is all through internal accrual, right?
Yeah, it was internal accrual. No interest will be loaded. Depreciation only will be there.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Mr. Rajesh Majumdar. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning and thanks for the opportunity. So I have a few questions on the bauxite alumina part. First of all, on the existing bauxite mines at Panchpatmali, what is the balance life of the Panchpatmali mines and what is the reserve there? And Potangi mines, what are you producing right now and what is the capacity you can go up to next year?
Basically, at our Panchpatmali bauxite mine, we are having a reserve of around 110 million tons. And in addition to that, we have acquired new mine, which is also having around 110-120 million tons. So if we take the rate of, present rate of this thing, 85 lakh ton, around 8 million ton per year if we take, so we can say that the balance life of our Panchpatmali bauxite mine will be approximately 15 to 20 years.
Okay. And I understand that the Potangi mines, the bauxite quality is better due to which the cost of production for the new alumina expansion is going to be lower. Is that correct?
Please repeat.
I'm saying that the quality of bauxite which is going to be mined from the Potangi mine is going to be incrementally positive for the cost of alumina production going forward. Is that correct?
Basically, the quality of bauxite at Potangi mine, we will come to know after detailed exploration and all, after development of mines. So at this point of time, we cannot be 100% sure that we will be getting that advantage.
Okay, so then how are you assuming that the caustic soda requirement for the new expansion will be lower based on the plant specification, not on the bauxite, is it?
For this year, we will be feeding bauxite from our existing mine to the new fifth stream. And once the production of Potangi bauxite mine starts, then only we will be using Potangi mine bauxite, and this bauxite both will be mixed and proportionately will be used in our fifth stream as well as in old stream.
So then the cost of production is likely to fall further with the Potangi mine being operational fully. Is that correct?
I think more or less it will be same.
Yes, because you see when the new mines are operated, when the new mines are operated, the quality is better. When the mines become older, we go deeper, the quality is deteriorating. So this will be a new mine. So the quality will be getting better. And in our new refinery, which is coming out with the pressurization, with the new technology, there the caustic soda consumption advantage will be getting due to the new technology in the refinery.
Right. Thank you. And so I wanted to ask on the alumina realization one question, because we track something on the LME, which is a different number from the one you get on the 370, because LME average for last quarter is 320-325, but you've got 370. Could you tell us which countries the broad breakup of the exports are, and why is there a difference between the LME and your realization?
As far as you're talking about alumina,
no? Alumina, yes.
Alumina is not directly linked with the LME. It totally depends on the supply, demand supply of the alumina. Now, earlier we used to get from, if you compare to LME, we are getting around 14-15%. Now it has come down to 10-11%. Most of our alumina are going to the Middle East as of now also. Around 60-70% of the alumina is going to Middle East by some route or other. And a few of the alumina are also going to maybe Europe, some China, some shipments are going. So actually what is happening is the bauxite prices has gone up also slightly, New Guinea due to rains and all that. In Rusal, Russia and also China, two of the major refineries, they have curtailed the production of alumina because of the red mud issues there. So some supply, temporary supply restrictions are there, which has caused to the increase in alumina spot prices to the level of 370-380, which we are seeing with easing out of this war situation and supply requirements in the requirement of alumina in the Middle East, it will continue to the same level.
Right. So on the long term, the alumina prices will veer towards 14-15% of LME. Is that right assumption as the production comes back in aluminum?
Not 14-15, maybe 11-12% all, because LME on the higher side, LME is around 3200-3300. Mm. So alumina, if you see percentage wise, not go more than 11-12%.
Right. And so my last question was on the net debt. Did you mention that the net debt is 10,000 crores now?
Net debt?
No. Net cash. Net cash. Net cash.
That is a cash reserve. That is a cash reserve. We are zero debt company.
No. What is the net cash as on the balance sheet as of the first quarter? Cash minus net debt?
That is around 10,500.
So that means that through the year, even after your dividend payments, you'll end up with a 15,000 crore kind of cash. Is that a correct number? See, the balance cash flows and the capex. And see, if you see the balance cash flows for FY27.
Just our director of finance will explain you every year how much we'll be adding in the cash.
We have a balance of 10,500 now. Every year, seeing our profitability and the PAT, we are adding 3,500 plus, because we are expecting earning a PAT of 6,000 plus. This year also we are projecting to earn 6,000 plus, and next year onwards also. So after paying our dividend and our normal capex expenditure around 1,500 crore, so and the non-cash item will be added to that PAT, we'll be adding 3,500 plus every year. So when our capex funding will be there, we will have a sufficient cash reserve with hand. So we can easily finance our requirement through our internal accrual funding. Okay.
And that capex on the smelter will be approximately what, 4,000-5,000 crores per annum?
Yes, yes. When it starts? Because we have already explained that for a power plant, we have gone for a JV. So the requirement of fund will be lesser there, because that will be funded through debt equity ratio, debt 30-70. So 70-30. So the balance in our smelter part will be funding through our internal accruals only. So we need not go to the market for borrowing for our smelter expansion, seeing our cash reserve and our earning, future earning potential.
And so one last question, if I could sneak in. The capacity of the aluminum right now is on the 960 pots we are operating is 4.6 lakh tons. So is there a possibility of any brownfield kind of growth there, or will it be limited to 460 only? Like in the case of alumina, you're from 2.1 to 2.3.
Although we are having capacity of 4.6 lakh tons, last year we have produced around 4.72. And this year also we are expecting we will be producing around 4.7677 lakh tons. And we are operating at, as on date, we are operating around 958-959 pots.
Okay. So realistically, you can go to 4.75 kind of number totally in aluminum?
Yes, yes. 4.75
we will go.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for building.
Thank you, sir. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bharat Kumar Sahu for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Kalender. On behalf of NALCO, thanks all the esteemed participants who took out their valuable time and participated in this earning call of NALCO. This shows your keen interest in the business activities of NALCO, and also in the future, we expect a similar kind of cooperation from your side. Thank you, Chorus team, for facilitating this post-earning call for this Q1 results of NALCO. I also thanks Systematic Group for continuously hosting this post-earning call of NALCO on a quarterly basis, and we solicit similar kind of cooperation in future also. Thanks. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of NALCO Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.